It's the time of year for the Nutcracker, the ballet about armies of mice and sugar plum fairies. This year marks the 200th anniversary of the story on which that ballet is based. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports an historic house in Delaware is celebrating the story by the German romantic writer E.T.A. Hoffmann.
Much of the original story, The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, first published in 1816, is a fantasy about how the Nutcracker became a nutcracker. In order to save a princess, a young man who had never shaved nor worn boots had to crack an unbreakable nut, the Krakatuk nut, and hand it to the princess, and then walk backward 7 steps. He stumbled that last part, so he was cursed into becoming a nutcracker. That kind of fairy tale logic is hinted at the historic Wilson House in Odessa, Delaware. Assistant curator Brian Miller dressed up the rooms of this 18th century mansion to resemble an upper-class German Christmas party of that era, with clues to the original story.
You know, we start with what they do know, but then we tell them a little bit more, or we tell them what are the differences, what are the similarities. For example, you know, the whole act two in the ballet, it's all for dancing. Well, there wasn't dancing in the original story of 1816.
Clara of the ballet was originally named Marie in the story by E.T.A. Hoffmann. Miller nods to that story by putting 7 tiny bejeweled crowns next to Marie's bed. Those are the spoils from the 7-headed mouse king whom Marie defeated with her slipper. That's a detail often missing from the ballet. This exhibit is a break from the historic house's usual fare. For example, there are 160 different kinds of nutcrackers scattered throughout the house. Miller says he gets to be funky during the holidays.
It allows us to be way more creative, and it doesn't have to stick to the documentation of the house. It also allows us to fill the rooms, because usually the rooms are much sparser. You know, 18th century, they don't have as much stuff out as we normally are used to at our own homes today.
The Nutcracker story also allows Miller to decorate the house with German beer steins, because as a proper English Quaker house, it would never have had such things in it. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.